Scientists are looking for answers about why this year's Chinook salmon returns are so low on so many rivers across the state. The answer is going to be hard to find because the fish spend longer than any other salmon species at sea. And the sea, especially the Bering Sea, is changing. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Fish managers have known about the Chinook salmon problems on the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers for a while. A decline has been evident for about 15 years, and for the last 4 or 5 years has steepened. They just do not see enough fish coming back from their 3 or 4 years in the Bering Sea. It's going to take a lot of sampling to understand what might be happening to the Chinook. The Bering Sea Fishermen's Association has been trying to do that for 10 years with its Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim Sustainable Salmon Initiative. Executive Director Karen Gillis says it's a big ocean.
It's the information that you don't get from just counting the fish that are returning to those rivers. It's the marine work, it's the juvenile work, it's the ocean mortality and the escapement quality and bycatch. Those data are really just emerging.
The project got a $3.2 million infusion of funds this fiscal year due to a capital appropriation requested by Senator Lyman Hoffman. It'll be used to expand on surveys already being done. Researcher Wyatt Fournier with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association is just about to head out on the next at-sea survey, trying to find out what Chinook salmon eat as they grow large in the Bering Sea. For some time, his project director, Ed Farley, has been concentrating on what happens to the fish during the first year after they leave the rivers. For the first year or two, they remain in shallower waters, areas not used by the trawl fleet, which is looking for pollock. Farley says at that time, Chinook salmon primarily eat other fish.
This is their first year in the ocean, and the food that they're eating encompass capelin. So these are real small capelin, larval and juvenile capelin. They eat sand lance. They eat small herring. And in some of the years where it was warm, they were even eating these little age-zero pollock.
When they move into deeper water, Chinook salmon are vulnerable to getting swept up in trawl gear, and plenty of effort has gone into trying to minimize that bycatch, with some success. The fleet caught about 9,000 Chinook this year, quite a drop from earlier years of 70,000 and more. But on the Yukon River, the raw numbers show that the Chinook are in trouble.
The current trend of weak runs, which began in 2007 and has extended into 2011 and 12 now, have resulted from low recruit per spawner ratios. What this means is, in the absence of any fishing, the population is just barely able to replace itself, with each spawner producing, on average, one prodigy surviving to return to the river or the spawning grounds.
And the Kuskokwim River has the same problem.
It's worse for the Kuskokwim. That population is not even replacing itself in the absence of fishing.
The Chinook salmon drop seen in the past 5 years partly comes from poor brood years when those salmon were hatched in the Yukon. This year marks a third cycle for those fish. Some of this year's run was just late, held up by the lingering ice of the Bering Sea. Beyond that, answers are going to be hard to come by, though, because Ed Farley's work, sampling the fish after they left the rivers, did not get funded in 2008, a critical year for this year's fish. It turns out that if it were any other year, NOAA might be able to show a correlation between the health of the Chinook the year after they left the rivers, the juvenile to spawner ratio, and their return.
And of course, if we've got this really good relationship, then our survey could potentially be used to help predict what's going to come back to the Yukon, 3 and 4 years into the future. And unfortunately, 2008 is our missing year.
Farley says the 2009 juvenile per spawner ratio was up, indicating potentially some improvement next year, which would be a relief to all. It's been 12 years now that the Fish and Game Department has been cutting Chinook harvests on Bering Sea rivers. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.